Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Always up for exploring something new.
Well, today we're looking at Word Turbo.
Word Turbo. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Right. So it's this digital word game, but it's designed for like massive online play.
Massive? How massive are we talking?
Seriously massive, like up to 1,028 players.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. And the other catch with this one, there's a charitable aspect to it, too.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just about the wordplay.
Right. It's like wordplay meets community meets giving back. And knowing you, this is probably right up your alley, right?
Definitely. I love the idea of a game that goes beyond just entertainment. You know, it's trying to make a positive impact, too.
Exactly. And there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
No app downloads, tournaments, prizes. Before we get into all that, though, like, how does this game actually work? I get the word game part, but what makes Word Turbo different?
Okay, so imagine a giant grid, 25 squares by 25 squares.
Wow, that's huge.
Right, that's a ton of space for word building. Players take turns placing letter tiles to create words. Pretty standard, you know, like a classic word game.
Okay, got it. So where's the twist?
Well, remember those bonus squares you mentioned? They're not just your typical double or triple letter scores. These bonus squares can trigger all sorts of crazy special effects.
Like what?
I mean, imagine things like swapping letters with your opponents or getting extra turns. It really adds another level of strategy to the game.
Oh, I see. So you can't just rely on knowing the biggest words in the dictionary.
Exactly. You've got to think ahead, you know, be strategic with those bonus squares.
That sounds pretty intense. And the fact that it's browser-based, that's pretty smart.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, anyone can join in, right? You don't need a specific device or an app.
Right. No app download barrier. It makes the game so much more accessible.
Exactly. You can play on your phone, your computer, whatever. Speaking of accessibility, those tournaments?
Yeah. The 1,000-player tournaments.
I mean, that's a pretty ambitious concept.
It is, right. It's totally unprecedented for a word game. But what I find really fascinating is the no-entry fee model.
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
Well, it means anyone can participate, regardless of their financial situation, which, you know, aligns perfectly with their goal of building this large and inclusive community.
I see. So it's really about opening up the game to everyone.
Precisely.
Okay. But no entry fees. That brings up the question of revenue. How does Word Turbo actually generate the money to support these schools and hospitals?
Right. Good question. So instead of player fees, they're focusing on corporate sponsorships.
Sponsorships. So businesses can sponsor these massive tournaments.
Exactly. They get their brand in front of a huge audience, all while supporting a good cause.
So it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty smart approach. It combines marketing with social responsibility.
Definitely. But, you know, it makes you wonder, could this focus on sponsorships influence the game's development at all?
That's a good point. I mean, sponsors might want to have a say in certain game features or themes, especially for specific tournaments.
Right. They'll want to get their message across.
Of course. But on the other hand, Word Turbo is also super keen on community feedback. They really want players to have a voice in shaping the game.
So it's a balancing act between catering to sponsors and staying true to the community's vision.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this game that's aiming to do a lot of good. But do you think, I mean, is there a chance the charitable aspect could actually, I don't know, detract from the game's competitiveness?
Oh, are you thinking players might make less strategic plays in favor of just racking up points for the cause?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a valid point. I mean, that charitable element, it definitely introduces a new dynamic to the gameplay. You know, will players prioritize maximizing donations over personal victory?
Right, right.
It could lead to a more collaborative, less cutthroat environment.
That's fascinating. It's like Word Turbo isn't just a game. It's a platform for community, competition, and philanthropy all rolled into one.
And that raises a bigger question, right? Could this be the future of gaming?
Oh, you mean like could we see more games that successfully blend entertainment with social impact?
Exactly. It's definitely something to think about.
Well, it's certainly a model worth watching. And for our listeners out there, if you're interested in checking out Word Turbo and maybe even contributing to its development,
I think it's definitely worth exploring. Who knows? Maybe you'll be part of shaping the future of gaming.
All right. That's it for our deep dive on Word Turbo. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time.
Take care.